Sean and Vid, Sean, WRVG 829.
Yeah, I haven't been on here in a little bit, for a hot minute, so I figured I'd jump in and stir up the electrons.
Do you occasionally get static from the Macomb repeater that you wouldn't get from the Detroit repeater if you were tuned to that one instead?
I don't think there's anything coming from the repeater. There could be stuff on the channel. But I could be wrong. I've got the I've got all my repeaters, they transmit PL, so you can put PL on your receive, and I generally don't hear anything going on the channel unless it's got the proper PL. So, but that is to say, no, I haven't noticed anything, but then it may be because I'm locked up in call guard.
I didn't think about the PL tone, so I can filter out the static because it doesn't get transmitted with a PL tone. I think I might have to experiment with that. I'm glad that I asked you.
Yeah, whatever it is you're hearing there, I'm not 100% sure what you're describing. Like, I can't think of anything the repeater would actually put out. But if you put 123 PL on your receive, then you're pretty much guaranteed you're only going to hear transmissions from the repeater. No extra tomfoolery.
Well, you're catching me at a really good time for this. I'm not going to be using the MI-8 repeaters, but my CERT team is moving to GMRS, and we are going to be using the Troy 575 repeater for it. I don't think it's as big of a problem over there for whatever reason. I wonder if there's a PL program on that one, on my, because I want to clone my radio basically to everybody else's. But that's definitely worth a look before I program, 30 radios.